الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ذلكما مما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون، واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. الله تبارك وتعالى has given us guidance in various forms. One of it is that we follow our elders. And in that, people seem to get confused, whereas there should be no confusion whatsoever. Every person needs guidance all the time. We take guidance from the Quran Sharif, from Hadith Sharif, and normally it is a person grows up in the family, then the elders of the family, the parents for example, we follow them. Or they are more older people, our dada, dadi, nana, nani, we follow them. And we say this is our family tradition. Then we find that we are told also, don't follow the forefathers, because they have perhaps they are on the wrong path. So you don't follow them. And in the Quran Sharif we find lot of condemnation of following the forefathers, and that is those who are on the wrong path. Then there are many ayat also that encourage us to follow the forefathers. That is those who are on the right path. So it is important to see, unzur ila ma qal, wa la tanzur ila man qal. See what is being said, don't see who is saying it. If a person, an evil person also says a wrong word, a right word, then they take the right word. And if a good person, learned person also says a wrong thing, then don't follow the wrong thing. So it is very important to see all matters that what is the right and what is the wrong, more than who is saying it. That is also we see when a person's credentials are absolutely proven, then he is right. But then also if he's saying the wrong thing and it happens like that, for example, the one who is leading us most astray, Shaitan, he was at one time the most pious, Tawusul Malaik he was called, Malaika, the peacock of the Malaika. He was the pride of the Malaika. Though he was not a Farishta, he was not amongst the Malaika, but he was given promotion to live amongst the Malaika. He was a jinn, and the jinn's position is less than that of human beings also. But he was raised up and he was given, and his name was also kept. Actually, his name is Iblis, but Azazil. And he was given like a nickname, Azazil. And that was on the scale, on the pattern of the Malaika, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil. So what the position he had. But when he did his wrong thing, and then he was completely rejected. So his knowledge was also so great, his ibadat and worship was also so great. So we can't use the argument that he was so pious, no matter what happened, we're going to follow him. He did the wrong thing, and he was totally rejected, and rejected openly by Allah Ta'ala. And we might think that who will follow him? But unfortunately, the vast majority of the world follow him. He is so cunning and is a master of his field of how to mislead people, and how he is misleading people all the time, and how many people are all following him. And he is quite happy to be disguised and not to be known. He doesn't do it for name and fame also, that you people all must acknowledge me and be thankful to me. He remains in the shadow. We don't see him. And he is misleading us all the time. So we have to be very, very careful. So whether it is in the family we see, or then there are people, if they are on the right path, we follow them wholeheartedly. And if they are on the wrong path, then we reject that. And Allah Ta'ala in His mercy has made it so kind. The greatest rights upon us, of course, of Allah Ta'ala, His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Islam, Akhirat has got much more greater rights on us than what dunya. But as far as dunya's matters are concerned, Allah has made the greatest rights of our parents. They have got the greatest rights. And their rights are more greater than our ustads also. Ustad's right is very great, but the parents' rights come first. That is how our deen and shariat has categorized it and declared it. And after that, after the ustad's right, is the right of the sheikh. So Allah has kept that in that pattern. So Allah explained that the people who have the greatest rights, your parents, and you have to be, and how many, you can't finish bayans, reading kitabs, the ayats of the Quran, the hadith, of the great importance of the rights of parents. But Allah Ta'ala clearly declared, when jahadaka, what force if they tell you, when jahadaka, ala antushrika bi, ma laysa laka bihi ilm, if they command you that you must make shirk with me, and not only they suggesting it, but they are insisting it, that make shirk with me, then those who had the biggest rights now, Allah Ta'ala declares for them, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them in that matter. When they, even your parents who have got the greatest right, they gave birth to you. They were the cause of you coming in this world. But if they command you that make shirk with me or any other disobedience, not only shirk is the highest, kufr, shirk is the highest, but any other disobedience also, then clearly Allah says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But again, the Quran is the Quran. You won't get a kitab like that. Immediately, the balance and the maintenance parents' rights are still very high. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And still, treat them, live with them. As far as dunya is concerned, that means dunya's matter. With goodness. Even though they told you they are non-Muslims, they tell you turn away from Islam, never follow them in that. But they become ill, still serve them. Look after them still. They need financial help, help them still. Still, that also the Quran has said. But as far as the wrong thing what they're telling you, that you don't listen to them at all. And in other matters, you still treat them. And now you know your limits also. And again, Allah Ta'ala, Quran Sharif, you can't get, it just overwhelms a person. What sabila man anaba ilay? And who should you follow? You are commanded not to follow your parents if they command you with the wrong. Who must you follow? Follow those people, man anaba ilayya, who incline towards me. So see, like for example, when the people of Talut, in the time of Dawood alayhi salam, they wanted a leader. They asked the Nabi to make dua that Allah grants us a leader so we can make jihad behind him. Because of all Jalut, how lot of oppression he had caused to fight against him. So when he made dua, Allah appointed a carpenter. And then they said, how can we follow a carpenter? We are more in money, we are more in social position. And a carpenter, Allah said, Allah doesn't look at those things, the inside qualities of a person. So even then, if it was a carpenter who is telling you and guiding you, and is going to take you to success, follow him also. So that is the thing, to see what are the right things. Today we get easily overtaken. No, this is our very great alim, and we can never go against him. This is a very great my father. This is my, when my mother said that, I can put Allah one side, but I can't put my mother one side. That is not the demand of Iman. Iman is always what Allah Ta'ala says. Even if my father says it and my Allah says something else, I will do what Allah says. We must not put like Allah, we don't see Allah with our eyes, so we forget about Allah. We see the people and we follow the people. Or we, akhirat we don't see, So we forget about the akhirat. We see dunya, see our benefits of dunya, don't worry about akhirat. That is, na'uzubillah, if it is there, we'll see what happens there. We'll cross the bridge when we get there. That is not a bridge you can cross when you get there. You have to cross it now. You have to prepare for it now. So whether it is in the family, then in the community we get. We get the elders in the community also. Those who are on the right path, follow them heart and soul. And those who are telling the wrong things, then there we don't follow them. And where it's necessary to oppose them also, we have to oppose them also. And where it's necessary to expose them, we have to expose them. It's our duty to expose them also. So whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, then whether it is with regard to the ulama also. Like clearly Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the Jews and the Christians, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They made their ahbar, their ulama, and their ruhban, their mashayikh, the pious people, أربابا من دون الله, gods besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, they worship them as partners of Allah, as gods besides Allah Ta'ala, wal Masih ibn Maryam. And also they took Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, they made him also a god. When this ayat was revealed, Adi ibn Hatim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi who was a Christian, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, we as Christians, we never worshipped our ulama and our pious people. Yeah, the Quran is saying that you put the Jew, the Christians and the Jews, they worship their ulama and their pious people also. But we say we never worship them. So as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bala, definitely you people worship them, but you haven't understood. And then he said, when your ulama and your pious people, they made the halal haram, and they made the haram halal, and you followed them, and you gave preference of their teaching and their rulings over the rulings of Allah Ta'ala, that is called worshipping them. And yeah, in this ayat, beautiful, again, the Quran, where will we get a Quran, a kitab like the Quran? Allah said that, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their priests, their learned ulama, and their pious people as gods besides Allah. So Allah put that separately. Well, Masih ibn Maryam, and Masih ibn Maryam also, they made him a god besides Allah. So all of them, they made gods. But the reasoning was different. They made these people gods, that what their rulings, their masalas, their fatwas they gave against Allah. What Allah had made halal, they made haram. What Allah had made haram, they made halal. You followed them, that was also defined as worshipping, making partners with Allah. That you accept the laws of other people over the laws of Allah. And Isa, they worshipped him, that was actual worshipping. They call him God himself. They call him, he's the son of God. They worship his statue. They worship his mother's statue. They worship the cross. So actual worshipping also. And yeah, it wasn't what everyone can understand. But when giving preference to the rulings which are against the Quran and Hadith, so we have to understand that very, very clearly in our circles also who we should follow. Then we find, on the other hand, we find the Salafis, they go to the other extent and they also cause confusion to us. They say that we must only follow Allah Ta'ala. So the command of Allah is absolute. But the command of Allah Ta'ala, Quran Sharif. And that is what we follow. So really, if we take their words and we take it in the strict meaning, then we shouldn't follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. Because they say you must only follow the command of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever follows Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hasn't followed Rasul, actually is following Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Nabuwat was not his own. It was inspired by Allah Ta'ala. It's just a different type of revelation, but it was also from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah himself commands that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many ayat, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So following Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, jazahumullah khair, explained, following Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is following the commands of Allah. It isn't ghairullah. It isn't anything besides Allah Ta'ala. And after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, to follow the immai mujtahideen, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahimahumullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, to follow them is also following Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And is also following the commands of Allah Ta'ala, is following Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, nobody can say that I can follow the Quran just by studying the Quran. You'll get stuck right at the beginning where you read Alif Lam Mim. You won't be able to give the meaning of that. Huruf Muqatta'at and many, many surahs, Hamim, Yasin, Taasin, Ain, Seen, Qaf. Many, many surahs, you'll get stuck right at the beginning, you won't be able to move front. So until you don't have the hadith, you won't be able to understand the Quran Sharif. So you need, and today also, what the Quran Sharif and what the hadith, the ummah at large, how many ulama are there? And today we as ulama who are called ulama, or we would like to be known or call ourselves as ulama, forget Quran Sharif is very high. Arabic, how much do we know? Is our Arabic of that level that we could understand Quran Sharif? And that we can stand. When hadith was such, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam many times said certain words, and the Sahaba and the Arabs prided themselves in the Arabic language. Allah gave every Nabi his miracle according to what was prevalent at that time. Like in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, medicine was at its height. So Allah gave him miracles in the light of medicine that he made the dead come back to alive, back to life, etc. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, magic was at its height. So Allah did not give him magic, gave him reality. But in that field, that how people thought of magic, and he made a snake become a stick, and a snake become the stick again. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, language was at its height. The Arab, in fact, call themselves Nahnu Arab. We are the ones who can speak. And the other people are ajam, they are dumb. They don't know how to speak. They haven't got even a language. Whatever their language is Arabic. And we are masters of the Arabic. And they were such profound masters of the Arabic language that their whole family lineage and their history over the campfires, they should say it in poetic form. Not only in prose, but in poetic form, so you can imagine what great masters they were. And they should hang up their poetry on the door of the Kaaba. And then somebody else should challenge that poetry. Put better poetry till that. Till when the ayat in Atina the surah, and that was hung on the door of the Kaaba, from that day they never hang. Now nobody can match them. They admitted nobody can match this. And that was the shortest surah of the Quran. And they admitted they could not match it. So anyway, they regarded themselves. And many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke. And they said, what is the meaning of this? Though they were so masters and proficient in Arabic, but they did not know the meaning. So the Quran Sharif, who will be able to understand Quran, who will be able to understand Arabic? For that, no matter, and it should be, really, we should make regularly Isal-e-Sawab, particularly for our Imam, Whoever our Imam is, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, or whoever Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, it will give us great, great spiritual enhancement if we make Isali Sawab for them. Make Nafil Namaz pass the Sawab to them. Read Quran Sharif, and particularly, we pass for the whole Ummah, that also we should do, or we should see whether we are doing. And for our particular great, great people and who have benefited us, the amount we have benefited by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, today we don't speak about it, we don't realize. We want to go and make istinja, we just go toilet, we make istinja. We want to make wuzu, we make wuzu. Adhan is given. Who taught us all this? If you consider, if a person has that proficiency in Arabic also, and all that knowledge, now go and take it out from the 30 suparas of the Quran Sharif, the 114 surahs of the Quran Sharif, where many things are spread out in different places. Where are you going to take it out? And the whole ummah, whatever 2, 3 billion, 4 billion the ummah is, can the whole ummah do it? Not only the ulama, and not only who are called great ulama, who can do it? Even the ulama can't do it for sure. We cannot do it. The doors of ijtihad have been closed. There is no mujtahid today. And then the Quran Sharif, 30 suparas, 114 surahs. Who has got the time also? We haven't got time, Allah forgive us, for our 5 times namaz also. Where are we still going to go and take out masalas and going to understand it and all the details of a masala? Is not you just pick it out, you catch fish from the water and one masala comes out. To establish one masala, oh Allahu Akbar, what brains you need, how much of taqwa you need, how much of understanding you need, how much of sohbat you need, what great qualities, then you will be able to. And they, the ulama, one ayat, one night, took out 100 masalas. How Allah had blessed them. And then that is the Quran Sharif. Then from the hadith, for all the hadith kitabs, if we don't want to follow all the our elders, then we won't want to follow Imam Bukhari. So put Bukhari Sharif one way, put Muslim Sharif one side. Now which kitab? And if you all say, okay, we'll accept Bukhari, Muslim, all the hadith kitab. Now, six Sihai Sitta in Bukhari, in Dora. And Dora is not only the 6 kitabs of hadith, the 6 and then Muattain, etc., Sahawi. Allahu Akbar. How many other hadith kitabs? Pure, authentic hadith kitabs. Now one person today, or a whole department, a whole group established, go and take out the masalas. Don't look at what Imam Abu Hanifa, the 4 Imam told us. You go and take out the masalas yourself. The whole Quran Sharif, all the, who can do it? What has been done, and we, and this is also, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. When you don't want to make amal, you'll find excuses, thousands of excuses, that this we can't trust, that is not right, they did not understand. Where are you going to find all these things? They gave us ready the Quran. Now the fiqh, all the masalas, you want to go and make istinja, you can ask a maulana, a mufti, a masala, it's all ready for him. And today, what all the fiqh kitabs, all the babs are there, about wudu, where they took out the masalas, from which ayats of the Quran, which hadith kitabs, where and where, and then the understanding of all that, what Allah had blessed them, where have we got all that? And then your adhan, how to give adhan, your wuzu, your namaz, you made a mistake, how to correct it, your sajda, Allahu Akbar, every detail is given, of your marriage, of your nikah, of your talaq, all the masalas have been put for us. So if you follow all that, no imam, in fact the imam said clearly, if you find that I made a mistake, and he didn't tell it to me and you, but those people who had that capability, that if you find I don't follow my mazhab, follow the right hadith. If you find I said something wrong. So they didn't tell us to follow them. or when we following any Hanafi is following Imam Abu Hanifa, a Shafi'i is following Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, he's not following them, he's following Quran and Hadith. And what understanding they were blessed with, we can't even dream about it. So we are not following them, we are still following Hadith, and we are following Quran Sharif. And today, we are sitting here, most of us, we don't know Urdu, Arabic is out of the question, English, and the ulama who have now made those same kitabs into English, and we find it everything ready. And all the kitabs, whether it is Talimul Islam, whether it is Talimul Haq, all the masalas are ready for us. Everything is ready. So when we follow all that, we are following, it's not that we are following Imam Abu Hanifa, or the person who wrote Talimul Haq, for example. Chota Mota of Zamzin to Qari, Ismail's father, Rahmatullah Ali, he made what a great service he has done. We're not following him, we are following the masalas, which are taken, which are the masalas from the great ulama of the past. And this is all from Imam Abu Hanifa, from the Aimai Mujtahirin. And they all took it from Quran and Hadith. So that is what we are following. So we must not be confused. Many times the Salafis, especially when we go for Hajj Umrah, then they also make the effort, and the unwary Haji, they get hold of him and they will ask him a certain masala or something. And then when you say the masala, as you know it, you're a Hanafi, you're a Shafi. Then they show you from the Hadith Kitab, but the Hadith is written as completely opposite. Now who are you going to follow, your Maulana, or are you going to follow Quran and Hadith? Everyone has to follow Hadith. But we must understand properly that we are following Hadith 100%. And in fact, in the Hadith, a little explanation of that, very easy. If there is a court case carrying on somewhere, whatever court case, and it's sometimes the court cases last for years also. Sometimes days, sometimes weeks, months, years also. And we go and listen to the court case for 1 hour. All the proceedings which are happening, the evidence that is being laid, the cross-examination, whatever. And after 1 hour, we make a decision that the accused is guilty or the accused is not guilty. And the judge who is presiding over that case, for every session he is there present. And he is properly alert also. He can't be half sleepy and he can't be sickly and he's presiding over. No, he's proper. And it's all recorded also. And he's making his notes also. And after that, all the evidence that is laid, the cross-examination that is done. And then after he asks for time, after all that is finished, after 6 weeks I'll make my judgment. After 3 weeks, I'll give my judgment. Then he takes his time and the law of the country which he knows, which he studied so much. He was a lawyer, he became a QC, everything through this whole process he went. Then he became a magistrate, then he became a judge. And to the higher position, it's not just that he just came out of school and he became a judge. What a procedure he went. Now after he has all the things which are in front of him, and he makes a decision. So I who went in 1 hour, I listened. And I don't know law of the country. And I don't know all legal jargon. And I don't know anything of all those things. And I make my decision. Whose decision is there? So I make a decision in a masala. I think the masala, which is common. One person asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, what is your opinion on this matter? He became so angry. He said, what is my opinion got to do? Ask me what is the masala. Not what my opinion, who am I, a person like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, who am I and what is my opinion? Ask me what is the masala on this matter. So we want to give ours, and these great jurists, and besides the great four imams, Ashabi kan nujum, all my Sahaba are guiding stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whoever you will follow, you will be guided. There were all so many mazhabs. any Sahaba you follow, it was his mazhab, it was correct. Allah in his mercy and kindness made it for the Ummah, Allah made it for mazhabs. And even at that time, besides the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, there were many other mazahib also. But Allah chose these four mazahib to be prevalent in the whole world. So today we can only find salvation if we follow one of the four mazhabs. And whoever took out the yoke of mazhab from him, and he said, I don't have to follow the imams, and I've studied, say, Bukhari Sharif, Sihai Sitta, I did Dora, now I can make my own rulings. That person, it has been seen over and over, they took out even the yoke of Islam from them. And they went out of the fold of Islam. If you want your freedom like that, from the mazahib, then you get your freedom even from Islam. And you go out of the fold of Islam also. So Allah Ta'ala has made it. So we must see that when we follow, which elders we follow. That is very, very important. And the Quran Sharif, it just explains both sides. But everywhere, many ayats of the Quran, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Zalikuma mimma allamani rabbi. All this interpretation of the dreams, and what interpretation? When the experts at that time, again see, they were the experts, and the king saw the dream of the seven cows and the seven corn that. Then they said, Hada azghasu ahlam. These are just all dreams, just like that. They got no meaning. The experts told that. But when they went to Yusuf alayhi salam, such a sincere person, he did not take advantage. He told the interpretation and he gave the solution also. He didn't say that, what you call it, for the solution you must come to me. I must pay me so much money. Then immediately he told them, interpreted the dream, and he gave this, what you people must do. They were completely taken aback. What is? So this is all when they follow Allah Ta'ala. Follow the right thing. And who did he follow? All this knowledge that was given to him, that inni taraktu millata. I gave up the millata qawmin. The millat, the people, the big people of my people. Which people I did not follow, I gave them up. They were the big people. You see, here also is millata qawmin. And in the next ayat of the righteous people also, millata abai. The way, the elders, the prestigious people of my forefathers. So these forefathers, you were also prestigious. They were also big. But those people, لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرت هم كافرون, who don't believe in Allah. They don't believe in Akhirat. They deny, I gave up the tarakto. I got nothing to do with them. He didn't say they're my big people and I have to follow them. No, they were on the wrong, I gave up. So on that, mimma allamani rabbi. Allah gave me this great knowledge of dream interpretation. And perfect dream interpretation. And no objective for myself. I don't want the money of it. I don't want the due. I will give you the dream. Even for those prisoners who were with him, he didn't ask them for money or anything for dream interpretation. Today the people will take so lot money or favors from in various ways, and they give you all hopscotch interpretation. No, what interpretation? And then he said, "Wattaba'atu," and I followed millata abai, the way, the leaders, my elders, who are my forefathers, Ibrahim, wa Ishaq, wa Yaqub, those who taught us the right way, who taught us the oneness of Allah, obedience of Allah, make akhirat your object, don't go after dunya, don't go after woman, don't go after all the filth and dirt of this world, go after akhirat, I follow them. And what is our way? Ma kana lana an nushrika billahi min shay. We don't associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. So we must see, there are elders who are on both sides. Which elders must we follow? And use that firm determination. Who are on the wrong, we will not follow. And maintain the true teachings of the Quran. If they are our elders, they are our parents, etc., we will still respect them. We will still serve them, etc. And if they are on the wrong, we don't follow the wrong at all. And those who are on the right, we follow them. And then, also we have to understand very clearly that when we follow our elders who are on the right, We are actually follow in the line that comes, we following Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. From there, we are following Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It isn't that we are Hanafis, so we are now, like for example, previously when there was a lot of ignorance in the world, not so long ago, Muslims, the non-Muslims should call them Muhammadans. It was common, they didn't call the Muslims Muslims. Lot of effort was made, then they changed, now they refer to us as Muslims. But otherwise, they refer to us as Muhammadans. And why? Because they were Christians that they believed in Isa alayhi salam. So we are Muhammadans, we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as God. As the Christians believe in Isa alayhi salam as God. They say that we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as God. We don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as God. We are Muslims, we surrender to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah make it, we see, we must follow our elders, but see who are on the right and wrong. And in that then, who is on the wrong, it's wrong, whoever it is then. When Allah referred to Ahbar and Ruhban, they were, Allah gave them title of Ahbar and Ruhban, of big ulama and big mashayikh. But when they were wrong, Allah said, don't follow them. So we have to see that. And on the other hand, let us not fall in the trap of the Salafis, who also try and misguide us in all our ways, that when we are following our elders, they say, you are making shirk. You must only follow Quran. And when you ask them, that I don't know Quran, I don't know Arabic, then who must I you follow me. But just now you said, don't, you must only follow Quran. But now you telling me, you must follow me, I'll tell you. So it's a whole big vicious cycle of this. We clear our ulama and our tariqah have been taught to us. Stick to that firmly, hold on to it. That is our rah and najat, our path of salvation. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.